the Iron Blue Showcase, episode number 6. My name is Tom Gary, and tonight we got another great show. I know I say it every week, but you got to realize that 16 years ago when we did this, or 13 years ago, you know, I knew every mistake in it. I knew all the way it was, just the balance of the different instruments and the voices, and it's like, you know, I knew every mistake, and then I haven't listened to these things for 10 years, and I suddenly I hear them again, and now you hear them with different ears, because you can't hear that stuff anymore, and now you hear it like a regular person would, and it's like, wow. It's like, those were really great shows. No wonder we had a good following. So anyway, tonight's guests will be Steve George and Big Daddy Dennis Kane. Not to be confused with the rapper, Big Daddy Kane, different guy. Both these guys are really amazing. Steve George is a Hall of Famer. Then right at the end, we'll have Iowa Blues Hall of Famer Jimmy Pryor finishing out with the Saints. And he got us on that, because he wouldn't tell us what he was going to do. He was kind of hinting I wouldn't like it. I don't know what that was about. And then he said something in G, so we started our typical shuffle in G, and then all of a sudden he's going into the Saints, and we were like, hey, no problem. We followed him along, and it was awesome. It was amazing. And it was just classic Jimmy Pryor. So stick around to the end. You'll like that. Quick update with the showcase. House band is settled. The engineering settled. Everything's settled, except we're still looking at venue. We even have some guests lined up. We're also looking at now moving to September instead of July. It's just, I don't want to rush it. I want to make sure that we're prepared. And so anyway, I think it's September for start of new shows, but we'll see. You know, it's just ironing out the details to get things going. So anyway, you won't hear from me at the end of this podcast, because this thing ends really great. And so without further ado, the second part of the January 11th, 2003 Iowa Blues Showcase.
Thank you. Welcome to the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Gary, and we're proud to be out here at wonderful, lovely Starry Nights, the beautiful DMAC campus here in Ankeny, Iowa, out in the prairie, the little school on the prairie. And Jono's trying to make wind noises, but he's not doing a very good job of it, especially since he's not on a microphone. Yes. It helps if he was on a microphone to do those, but all right. But anyway, at this point, we skipped it in the first hour. Really, we have tradition here, ladies and gentlemen. We have to do Frank Strong's Des Moines on $50. Frank!
Hey! Hey, welcome to, where are we? Oh, okay.
Starry Nights.
Starry Nights, yeah.
DMAC, Building 5.
Well, I'm really excited, campus. Because yes. Right now I get to do my Des Moines debt rap.
No, no, no. You were going to do something, and then you were going to... Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well, I do have some news for you, and it does relate to Des Moines, and it does relate to some of the current things that are going on. Do you know that the Southwest 9th Street Bridge has got some construction problems? It was on TV the other night. Did everybody see that? And in fact, it's so bad that you don't want to walk underneath it, because parts of it are, like, falling to the ground. And we're talking about the viaduct there, you know, the... over the railroad tracks?
Yes.
It's falling down. And so, because it is falling down, yes. John was going to help me out with this, and the band's going to help me out with this, because okay. We want to talk a little bit about this. But I do want to say that when you fix concrete, of course, when you're in the business, you don't call it concrete. You call it mud.
Mud, okay. So you're going to fix the bridge with mud.
So, yeah, here we go. All right. Now, I may need some help on this one, because I'm not real familiar with the tune, so we're going to take it out here. Ready, Jono? The Ninth Street Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. The Ninth Street Bridge is falling down. Oh, there it goes now. Take some mud and fix it up, fix it up, fix it up. I say, take some mud and fix it up. Oh, more debt for Des Moines now. Take it. That's it. That's it. Rock. One more time. I say one more time. Ninth Street Bridge is falling down, falling down. It's like falling down. And the Ninth Street Bridge is falling down. Tommy, my fair lady.
Wow, Frank. I'm amazed. That was a pre-war blues song, right?
No, I just joked.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, because he had to fit the blues. Yeah. Did you? You really want to do that rap tune, don't you?
We'll do that later.
When, there is no later. It's later. Now or later. Okay. Well,
who's
I. All right. Guess we skirted that one, ladies and gentlemen. You're probably lucky, but. Come back next week for Des Moines $50, where Frank will enthrall you with his rap tune. So. Broke. I was ready for it. I had the rhythm and everything. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is a Des Moines native. At one point, he was roughing it, living off the Raccoon River. And, the Des Moines, I'm sorry. He was still living off a river, ladies and gentlemen, back in the 70s when people thought that was cool and they wore long hair and they were getting back to nature.
He's still back there.
And he's also the columnist on our newsletter who writes the Helpful Hints, Big Daddy's Helpful Hints. And as you know, today's Helpful Hints are all about growing things in your garden and knowing how to cook okra right.
Okay.
We're going to do a little song here, requested by Mr. Tom Gary, the host of the show. It's a really old song. It dates back to the time when there was a temperance movement, when they were trying to get alcohol thrown out of counties and stuff before they actually decided to do it nationally. And there was a mayor in Memphis called Mr. Crump that was running for office, and there was this song. It was kind of like a campaign song, or we don't know if it was a campaign song or against him, but it's called Mr. Crump Don't Like It, and we ain't gonna have it round here.
Here we go. Start on the 5, which would be D, and we're keying the G. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 10.
Thank you.
and sisters had had a fit. Well, the Presbyterian sisters jumped and had a fit.
What you got next? This one with us or by yourself?
This will just be me and Mr. Freight Train Frank on the harmonica here.
In D.
It's a delta too.
This really isn't a delta song. It's from down in the south somewhere. It's kind of an obscure song. I think it's one from one of those traveling minstrels, recorded by a man named Curly Weaver. I know that's just a household name, but it's called No No Blues. It's kind of a country blues tune here. Mm-hmm. Got up this morning, I sure was feeling bad. Got up this morning, I sure was feeling bad. Well, I felt so bad. I washed my face in hand. Ain't none of my business, it just don't seem right. Ain't none of my business, it just don't seem right. Take another man, woman, mess around all night. Well, I'm a stranger, I just bought in your town. Well, I'm a stranger, I just bought in your town. If I ask for something, please don't turn me down. Well, if I mistreat you, I don't mean no harm. Well, if I mistreat you, I don't mean no harm. Well, I'm a motherless child and I don't know right from wrong. Jelly roll mama, jelly roll down so cool. I'm long and tall just like a cannonball. Just like a cannonball. Well, another clown, never found, make a good gal squall. This morning, sure was feeling bad. Woke up this morning, my good gal, she was gone. Well, all I could do is hang my head and moan. Kind of a different song there.
Big Daddy with Mr. Frank Strong right there. So, Big Daddy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good that I could just grace the stage here after Mr. Jimmy Pryor, the Midnight Cowboy. Yeah.
He's hard to follow, isn't he?
Yes, very hard act to follow.
That's right. Well, anyway, so what new news do you got for us?
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold. Yes, yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
It's cold outside.
And you're still working down at the post office, which would give you the blues, right?
Yeah, yeah, it could. And we hear they're gonna cut 100,000 postal workers by next summer. So, I'm hoping that I'm one of them.
Oh no, no! Don't be saying that. I've lost my train of thought. Thanks a lot.
Well, just think of the danger there. There'd be 100,000 unemployed postal workers out there going postal.
Yeah, I guess that would be dangerous. All right. Now that I think about it, I see the wisdom in your thought there.
Yeah. And while I was sitting out there, I'd like to tell Mr. Frank Strong that I got maybe a possibility for that Southwest 9th Bridge. Yeah, I drive around there on that side of town, and there's a lot of winter.
Yeah.
And if it becomes a hazard, maybe you could call the World Wildlife Fund and they'd give you some money, you know, to keep that bridge from falling on our birds, you know, our national bird.
National bird.
Yeah, national
maybe
bird.
We could take some elected officials and put them under there.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. You know, it's a shame that these snide remarks are never caught on microphone, you know? This show would be so much funnier. It'd be so much easier to sell. Right now, I got people with their ears up to the speaker going, what did he say? What did he say? So anyway, Big Daddy, are you ever going to put out a CD? Because I'm waiting for the Big Daddy CD.
I'm probably not going to do that. I've got too much material. I thought about it, and I probably got too much material for one CD, so it'd have to be a double album.
I see.
Double CD. Well, yeah, it'd have to be a box set. There you go.
A box set. Well, it would be nice. I'm looking forward to it someday. We'll drag you in the studio and make you do it someday.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially after you get laid off this summer.
Yeah, yeah. If I get laid off, I'll be standing on the corner with my tin can.
You'll be singing the blues then, won't you? All right. Well, what do you got for us? You got another tune there?
Yeah, we're gonna do a harmonica tune and slide guitar, a little Sonny Boy Williamson song called "Eyesight to the Blind."
Yeah.
In the key of D. Still in the key of D.
In the what key?
Key of D.
I don't do D.
D.
I just joke.
Jump up here. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dennis Kane.
Well, thank you, Tom.
All right, we'll be right back after this brief, short timeout. Welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Gehry. And at this point of the night, we're going to make Frank do the tune that he didn't do last week because... too bad, because, you know, he was angry at me last week because we didn't do the Frank Raps tune. And so...
Are we going to do it tonight? Oh, bump, 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 bump.
So unfortunately...
Hey, do you want to hear some rap tonight, folks? Do you want to hear some rap? All right, all right. Hey, you know, the city of Des Moines got some financial problems. Seems like all the government's got financial problems. But hey, they got a plan.
Oh,
and we're all part of the plan.
That's right.
So this little song's about that plan to raise a little money. You know, the Botanical Center... We got the science center. We're raising the freight to get in there, and also the zoo. We're gonna go with the zoo. So this is a Des Moines debt rap. I say, hey, did you hear the news? I say the price is going up at the downtown Des Moines Zoo. I say the price is going up, yes siree. Because of Des Moines insolvency. I say. Broke, 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 yeah.
Broke, 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 broke,
yeah.
Broke, 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 broke.
And if you don't live in Des Moines, you're gonna have to shell out even more coin. Yeah, I say the money in the budget is nearly spent. We ain't broke yet, but we're badly bent. Yeah.
Broke, 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 broke.
Hey, don't you be like Des Moines, spend every penny. Pretty soon it's gone and you haven't got any. Broke, 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 broke. Help me out here. Broke, 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 broke. I say broke,
broke, broke, broke, broke, broke.
Yeah, that's it. All right, here we go. Here we go, wherever we're going now. But don't be unhappy, I say, don't be sad.
Broke, 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 broke.
All the news I got ain't so bad.
Broke, 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 broke.
You can go to the council, you can go to the zoo.
Broke, 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 broke.
If you want to visit a Des Moines baboon.
Broke,
broke, broke, broke, broke. I say, broke, 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 broke. Now, broke, 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 broke. One more time. Broke, 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 broke. One, two, three. Thank you, Lestree.
Okay. Gentlemen. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our next guest. He wowed you last week. And matter of fact, this is our emergency guest. I don't know if any of you used to watch David Letterman, but Marv Albert used to be the emergency guest, and whenever they needed him, he'd always be in this closet with a glass, and it said, an emergency break glass, and Marv would step out, and he'd be there. Well, this is our emergency guest because we can always count on him, and he always puts on a great show. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve George.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Tom. You shattered a glass this evening.
That's right.
All right. Broke the glass, and the glass rang my home. My wife called me.
That's right.
Okay. Not
so
at all.
What do you want to do?
How about Rock Me Baby?
Sure. What key do you want to do that in?
I think we do C. Good guess. Okay.
I'm rock.
That's right. Oh.
Let's see, how about
okay. If you don't like it, we can change midstream, you know. Okay, well, it's kind of a...
That's the one.
Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Honey, rock me all night long. I want you to rock me, baby, like my back ain't got no bone.
Oh, yeah.
Now, roll me, baby, like you roll a wagon wheel. Hey, roll me, baby. Don't know.
how it makes me feel. Thank you, folks. Thank you, band. Saturday evening and Starry Night. It's a good thing.
Got another one, don't you? Huh? Yeah. Hmm? Yeah. Huh? Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do, how about...
Shuffling G from the five.
Gonna be Thank you. Thank you, folks. These cats are wacky.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Well, hey, I'm glad that you can make it here at the last second. And as you know, last week we talked real briefly about your days as a youngin'.
Mm-hmm.
And sneaking into Center Street clubs.
Can hardly remember being young.
And then I don't think we talked a whole bit about the 70s. What were you doing in the 70s? Where were you playing?
In the 70s, I had a group, local band called Antelon. It was a 7-8-piece horn band.
Wow.
Mr. Paul Mischick, who's going to be here later this evening, was a horn player with the band. And we were together 5-6 years. And did things like Tower Power, What Is Hip, Tell Me, stuff like that. And so we had a lot of good, just a lot of fun with that kind of thing. And you know.
And where did you guys play at, do you remember? Ooh,
didn't do a lot in Des Moines, did a lot of one-nighters, did a lot of colleges, some clubs. We went out to Las Vegas at this time, particular time we had a school bus and loaded up about, I don't know, must have been maybe 9 or 10 of us, I can't remember. But went to Las Vegas and played in a showcase deal out there, and so that was a lot of fun. As a bunch of youngsters doing that. But just a lot of one-nighters, played one of our local clubs that we played. Anybody remember a club called So's Your Mother's?
Oh, yeah.
Way back in the day. So's Your Mother's was typically a rock and roll kind of a bar and stuff, but about every 6 weeks, and we were in town, and it turned into kind of an R&B, funk, jazz type club. So that was fun.
Cool.
Just had a lot of good times.
And then you grew up and got into contracting, or what's the deal here?
I haven't grown up yet, Tom. If you consult my wife, you check with my wife, she's going to tell you right now, he has not grown up yet, okay? More than likely will not. Okay? But yeah, I'm now just completed my 15th year in my have a construction company paving, because you see, this is my off season, Tom. And so we get like about 7 months of going like crazy, and then about another 5 months of going, are you hungry? Oh, I need new shoes.
Yeah, but you can always go work at your Medicap pharmacy.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot I was a pharmacist. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then one time before, you were shaking down some college student for money, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's another little, man, I'll do anything for a buck, Tom, okay?
Oh, okay.
So that's another little part-time job that I have doing some...
on TV.
TV things.
TV and, personality.
I'll just try to sell anything.
Well, you got one more tune for us there, Steve.
Okay. Can we slow him down?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I haven't done Stormy Monday for a couple of weeks, not even in the shower, so doggone it.
All right.
It's overdue.
What key? G, yeah. Okay. Yeah, son.
Monday, Tuesday is just as bad. The call is stormy Monday, Tuesday is just as bad. Wednesday's even worse. Thursday's oh so sad. The eagle flies on Friday. Saturday, I go out to play, yeah.
flies on Friday. Saturday, I go out to play. Sunday, I go to church. Let me hear a little bit of guitar. Take me on home. Tom Gary, can you give us a little keys here?
On the timbales.
Yeah. Yeah.
brings it back in the bass and all that. One more time here. John Egan on that bass. Thump it, John.
Session right after this. Okay, we're back. Welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase, our world famous jam session. Gonna send you on out. Want to thank Starry Nights for letting us be out here. We also want to thank Chili Head Records and Jay Taylor for engineering the show. And I want to remind you that you can call up KGGO and ask Andre Mosqueda, Rick's brother, to play us, and he'll play a song from there. And also Bob Dorr at Down on the Corner at KUNI. And maybe a few other stations will work on it. And me and Frank, every week, work on another station to get us to play on there. And hopefully someday, we might have the whole show on. Yes. Over the rainbow. Oh, sorry. So, anyway, we're glad that you're here, and remember next week we got Gene Jackson, CeCe Stewart, Gary Smith, and Doug Johnson, so that's going to be a great show, and Gene's going to bring all his buddies. He's going to bring George and Gilbert and Harland. It's going to be a Soul Brother reunion, so you want to come out for that and see all them Iowa Blues Hall of Famers all in one spot. But we got the best of them right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Pryor's going to send us out with one of his songs. What you going to do there, Jimmy?
I'm going to do one that you want to like.
Okay.
You'll like this.
All right. G?
Yeah.
Oh, one of those G's.
One, two, three, four. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, oh, when the crowns remember when they crowned him Lord.
Thank you, Jimmy. Good night, everybody.
All right.